Good afternoon. With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Government has plans to freshen up local public beach facilities and build a new agriculture building on the Brac. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
Several tenders have been posted on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website that look to upgrade public facilities across Grand Cayman. There's a request for a company to supply building materials for the repairs at Scholars Park, Cayman Cay Public Beach, Colliers Public Beach, West Bay Cemetery Beach, Governor Russell Beach, and East End Little Hurley Public Beach. Alongside that are two RFPs related to public beaches and toilet block renovations. For the eastern sites, the tender is for the supply of labor and materials for the repairs of various public beach facilities, including upgrades at Cowood Beach in Bawden Town for its toilet block, walkway, and outdoor showers, as well as work on the Four Cabanas. Ivory Point, Starfish Point Beach in Northside is also looking to get some TLC with upgrades to the restrooms and outdoor furniture there, while Spots Public Beach in Red Bay's Cabanas will be getting a refresh. For the West Bay site's tender, government is looking for a partner to upgrade the toilet block and power wash the structures at 7 Mile Public Beach, and bathroom upgrades, walkway railing upgrades, and repairs at the outdoor shower stalls at the West Bay Public Beach. In addition to the public beach upgrades, the Ministry of District Administration has posted a request for proposals for the construction of a new agricultural building in Cayman Brac. You can head to caymanbonfirehub.com for more information about these projects. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Head to cayman.bonfirehub.com for more information about these projects. In other local news, you've got an opportunity to catch an awesome lunar eclipse tonight, reaching its peak just after 11 p.m.
Now, this is quite cool and completely safe to view, and it actually happens at times that are not completely unsociable as well.
Astronomical Society President Tyan Miller tells Radio Cayman the Earth's shadow will start to cover the full moon at about 9:30 p.m.
And just before 1 a.m., the show will essentially finish up as the main part of the Earth's shadow leaves the moon.
For more information, follow the Astronomical Society on their socials. In regional news, Guyana's opposition leader Azrudin Mohamed was released on a 100,000 Guyanese dollar station bail on Wednesday after a go-fast vessel was intercepted with several people on board. The Maritime Administration Department says neither Mohamed nor the vessel is licensed or authorized to operate, noting the craft was being used illegally based on its records. Mohamed and opposition members were reportedly returning to Georgetown from Region 1, where they met survivors and families affected by the July 18th MV Barima ferry tragedy, one of Guyana's worst maritime disasters. A Trinidad and Tobago basketball player is heading to Australia's top league. 21-year-old Malik Lewis has signed a 2-year deal with the Cairns Taipans in the National Basketball League. The 6'8 forward spent the past 2 seasons with Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and was drafted 60th overall by the Milwaukee Bucks in 2026. He'll begin the upcoming NBL season as a draft and stash player while the Bucks retain his NBA rights. Lewis averaged 7.3 points, 4.4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1.1 steals last season, previously played professionally in Spain's Liga ACB. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Rescuers in Nepal and Tibet are racing against time to search for the 1,300 or so people still missing after yesterday's massive flash floods. Officials are worried about the danger of a new flood if a lake that formed high in the mountains in the wake of yesterday's disaster now breaches. The former Bosnian Serb military leader Radko Mladic has died. The 84-year-old was serving a life sentence in The Hague for genocide and crimes against humanity in the early 1990s. European football's governing body is preparing a criminal complaint against the FIFA president Gianni Infantino. In court documents, UEFA says Mr. Infantino tried to enrich himself and private investors through his failed plan to sell off stakes in tournaments, including the World Cup. A Norwegian-based human rights group says Iran has executed more than 500 people so far this year, with a surge in hangings in recent days. Iran Human Rights says almost 30 were connected to January's anti-government protests. The EU says it expects Meta to limit teenagers' use of social media in Europe after the firm agreed to various restrictions in the United States. The owner of Facebook and Instagram is implementing new limits as part of a multi-billion dollar settlement with American states that accuse the company of harming children. Meta did not admit wrongdoing.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dionne Anglin.